from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends, our family at Not Just Guns in Mason. Wednesday night is auction night, and you can pick up your purchase the next day, believe it or not. They are open. They're doing business, but they're doing business according to size. So please allow yourself some extra time and allow them a little extra time to get some things done for you as you head into their shop there at Cedar Street, 127 in Mason. Not Just Guns. Find them online at notjustguns.com. Our friends also at Conquest Sense. And we are getting ready. We're going to talk with Doug Roberts here in the next couple of weeks about antler growth and what this weather could mean to us. And, you know, we've talked to our meteorologist friend, Andy Provenzano, and he said, you know what, we might have a bit of an early hot streak, but again, it might not be a complete hot summer. So we'll see how that's going to all meld itself into the antler growth this year. And thanks to Conquest Sense for all they do for us. And, of course, putting out great products like the VS1 and the Evercalm. And thanks, huge thanks also to the United Deer Farmers of Michigan, UDFOM. Those guys are fantastic. They have a website called The Truth About CWD. Their constant research into chronic wasting disease is something very important. So make sure that you check that out and, you know, thank them, or if you happen to see them, or just check out their website, which there is a direct link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And right now, via the Conquest Sense hotline, my good friend Jerry Lambert, outdoor writer and author, joining us on the show. It's been a while, Jerry, and well, like everybody else, you've got a little extra time on your hands.
Hello, Duran.
And, buddy, it's been a while. How are you?
Good. You're right. Just like most of America, I've had a little extra time on my hands. And I'll tell you what, the Michigan turkey season came around just in time for my sanity. So well, glad to get out.
You know, that's exactly true. We had a pretty kind of a warm start to it. Then it got a little cooler, a little wet, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to affect these birds to the fact that they're not coming out. And I mentioned this before, that my best bird was taken on a windy, cold, rainy day. They're getting out, they're mating. Most, I would say 99% of the hens have already been bred, but this is something that a continual cycle for the turkeys, thanks to our good friend Al Stewart from the Michigan DNR for throwing that knowledge upon us. But still, they're active, and they're looking for those hens that haven't been bred, and they're still competitive out there. And you, sir, have had a very good turkey season. I'm envious because I've not been out yet.
Yeah, I got a bird personally, but even more satisfying, I took my nephew out and got him his first tom, which was an incredible hunt. And the year before, I was with him when he shot his first bird, which was a jake. And, I mean, both hunts were almost identical. We went out in the morning and had just multiple gobbles going off like crazy. And then this year, there was a time off in a distant field with the sun rising up behind it. I mean, that's what it is about turkey, just the experience itself. And to just see the excitement he gets hearing those gobbles and stuff, he has shot two bucks already, but he is totally jazzed about turkey hunting.
I'll be honest with you, Jerry. Jerry Lambert is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Turkey hunting has taken over my love in the outdoors. Only because I've not harvested a bear yet, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story from one of your books, brother. But I've been up close and personal with black bear. I love bear hunting, but so that's my elusive dream animal for my personal slam here in Michigan is to take a Michigan black bear. But turkey hunting by far right now is my absolute favorite thing to do.
Well, and you know the thing is. You know, you can read all the stuff about it, but the thing is, with turkey hunting, as you know, the more you get out there, the more you become a woodsman. And like this turkey did the famous held up about 60 yards out, but I could watch him. And I would call, and he wouldn't be interested. He would be interested. He wouldn't be, you know, and he wouldn't move any closer. So then I went to plan B, plan C, plan D, and I started scratching the ground. Well, that made it more realistic for him. And then I got him more interested. And he's about to leave, and I scratched the ground, called. He hit it, and I got him to gobble like 10 times right in a row. And my nephew was going nuts. And at that point, the turkey said, screw it, and ran in after being helped, you know, after I worked him for 45 minutes. So, I mean, there's so much to it. It's such an adrenaline dump. It's awesome.
It is. And you know what? And especially when you got somebody new out there, you know, I've taken my daughter out turkey hunting and I've taken my wife out turkey hunting, you know, and the very first time they hear that response, you know, that gobble to your call, their face lights up and it's so exciting. And honestly, I'm not like a great turkey hunter by any stretch. I've had, you know, a few nice birds. But to see their face, to see their reaction, to me, is more valuable, more precious than actually taking that bird myself.
Well, so I took him home. I showed him last year how to get the meat out of the bird. And this year, I walked him through it and had him do it. He's a little tentative. Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty cool to get the text the next day, a plate of grilled turkey with macaroni and cheese, and him saying, I made all of it. And then turkey hunting's the best. I can't wait till next year. I mean, come on. It don't get better than that when you got your 15-year-old nephew that excited about the outdoors.
You know, that's exactly true. Whether it's a young person or somebody that's never been out, turkey hunting is a real test of patience and skill and learning and vision. The thing I like about Jerry, too, is you notice the visual reaction to the bird to what you're doing. And that teaches you along the way. You can read, you can watch videos, you can listen to tapes, you can do anything you want. Listening to the show, I think, is probably at the bottom of that whole thing. you know, you need to get out and experience it yourself because it is trial and error, and it's never going to be the same thing twice ever.
One thing I would recommend, and I've done it with this guy, I really recommend you take a blind, a portable blind. The kids like to move around, and, you know, why scare that bird away and, you know, and have it be boring for them when you can hide them, conceal them in a blind? And we use the Michigan-made Maristep blinds. You know, you carry them in your on your back, pop them open, and it makes such a difference for the satisfaction.
No, I agree. And, of course, if you haven't been out, you got private land to hunt, the ZZ unit, which goes that center dividing line between the north and the upper and lower peninsula, northern Michigan and southern Michigan, I'll say that, goes till the end of the month of May. So that's going to be a great time for you to get out. Of course, I haven't got out, but thanks to my father, who's got a few acres where I've harvested a couple of nice birds, you know, I'll be getting out there probably next week, and hopefully with some degree of success, I'll be reporting. But yeah. Jerry Lambert is our guest here right now. And you know, honestly, there's been a lot of downside to this COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. You know, and look, we're getting antsy. We want to get back to work. You know, nobody that I know wants a handout. We'd rather be working right now. But in that downtime, don't frustrate yourself. Maybe get your tackle box around. Maybe get out and do some turkey hunting. Hell, you can even just, you know, plan what you're going to do for fall, because this thing is not going to stop the seasons. It's not going to stop the animals from doing what they're doing. Get out, do some fishing, do something. Keep your sanity. And take a kid like Jerry's doing.
My wife talked to a friend of hers yesterday, and she goes, she hasn't been out of her house but once since March 16th. I'm like, that's crazy. Our mental health is very important, too. I worked in corrections for a number of years. Mental health is just as important as physical health, and sometimes more important. And the great outdoors is the answer for so many of us.
All right, Jerry Lambert is our guest here. We're going to talk more with him, find out about his books that he's written, and find out what he's got up his sleeve. Coming up next on Wild Michigan, brought to you by Not Just Guns and Mason. Find him at notjustguns.com. You can't stand out.
Nick Rick Mudd, Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, buck knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, putting together some great hunting opportunities throughout the state, and you can find them and their website. Check out their website, the truth about CWD.com. Link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, where you can pick up the podcast, find out who we've been talking to, find out what you've missed, and find out what's going on around the state, man. We're trying to I'm a one-man operation, with the exception of my good friend Alex Clark, who's our producer here. But other than that, it's me. It's me and the wonderful guests that we have, which includes Jerry Lambert, outdoor writer and author. And Jerry, of course, you are joining me right now. You've got four books, am I correct?
And, that is right, yeah.
And I will say without the shameless, reckless abandon that I have for self-promotion, that you were very kind in featuring me in one of those books.
Yeah. I don't know how long your listeners have been with you, but one of the first times I was on the show, I was talking about one of my first books. I think it was Trophy Whitetail, and we had the interview scheduled, and I had just shot a buck that morning. I couldn't go retrieve it because I had to do the interview, and you were like, wait a minute, you got a buck down? And it was a nice 8-point I shot that morning.
Right.
And I had to go out and retrieve it after the interview. So I remember that very well. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? And that's just it, man. That's what we do. I love this because it's, you know, for some it's a form of entertainment. For others, it's information. But it's just all about the outdoors, and there's no real political stance that we take on this. It's not about who likes what more than what, who bow hunts, who gun hunts. It's not about any of that. It's just about the common love for the outdoors. And that's what you have done with writing. And, you know, to quote an old Slapshot thing, I mean, you really captured the spirit of the thing, in my opinion, because when I read the story that you wrote about my elk hunt in 2013, which was still the most difficult thing I've ever done, not the hunt itself, but everything leading up to it. It was as described. It wasn't, you know, creative license to go off and make it more dramatic. It was plenty dramatic in my world.
And I really appreciate that. I a lot of people know me through mainly Woods and Water News, although I write for numerous magazines, because I do a lot of the big buck stories, or like your elk story. I've done even a guy who shot a wild hog in Michigan. You don't see too much of that. But what I really like to hear is what you just said. I get back to the hunter, and they're like, you just did my story exactly like I said. I'm like, well, it's your story. And, yeah, I don't embellish, and yet the spirit of the hunt carries it through. And my two books on hunting, the first one's called Trophy Whitetails. That one was released in 2011. It's still selling well. It's filled with short deer stories, many that appeared in North American Whitetail or Woods and Water News and various magazines, Whitetails Unlimited. And the second one is called The Hunting Spirit, which captures my trip to Africa, bear hunting, elk, you name it, more deer stories, turkey. And then I have a book called North of Wrong. That is a novel, but I stay true to my outdoor writing roots, and it even starts with a turkey hunting story. But it's an outdoor mystery novel. It takes place in northern Michigan before marijuana was legalized. And it talks about outlaw marijuana farmers and how the sportsman deputy, Luke Landry, the star of the book, uses his skills as a sportsman to help capture the marijuana farmers who got greedy and resorted to murder. So those who are looking for something that has a great outdoor theme to it, and even a hunting story included, but wants that mystery, it's called North of Wrong, and all those are available at Amazon.com or at my Facebook page, Jerry Lambert Author, or Instagram, Jerry Lambert.
You know, and be careful, because you're not that, like, Game of Thrones type Jerry Lambert writer. There's another queen of whatever that was. I was looking up some stuff prepping for the show. I'm like, wait a minute, there's two of you guys? There can't be two. But this one, our Jerry Lambert that I'm speaking with right now here on Wild Michigan, is a Michigan Outdoor writer, an author, and doggone good guy, in my opinion. And what's it like, you know, I mean, look, when you take stories from the public and you are you're writing about their story, you've got something to go on. But writing fiction to me is something pretty foreign.
Well, how I actually got started as an outdoor writer, the back page of North American Whitetail would have both fiction and true life stories. I wrote a couple fiction stories that just kind of capture, like I always say, the spirit of the hunt, that whole spirit or vibe we get that, you know, when you meet another hunter, you just have that connection, that lifestyle connection. I wrote a couple fiction pieces. I really enjoyed them, but there's more of a market for the real life stories. I really enjoyed the fiction part, and that's how I was able to go off into a novel, because I had so many successful short stories.
But you know, I get that, but seriously, man, coming up with stuff out of thin air?
Well, you know, I just had that discussion with my daughter. She's in college. She's like, well, I don't know what I want to do in life. And I told her how being a writer is so cool. I got this blank sheet of paper, and I take words and form a story picture. She has a lot of artistic skills. And I tell her how, you know, the creative aspect is one of the joys I enjoy. Or right now I'm the editor for Michigan Bowhunter News, and just putting together the covers and using a lot of my own photographs for that is very enjoyable.
Yeah, I can see that, man. Once you start with something, look, I was a printing press operator. There's a lot of things people don't know about me. I was a printing press operator for 16 years. I took things, put it to paper, you know, but it was always somebody else's stuff. I've never had the ability to sit down and write. I don't have that what's needed to sit still and focus for more than 10 seconds sometimes. And I think that's why I do so, you know, I enjoy radio so much, is because I can change the topic. I can change the conversation even if necessary. But to sit there and focus and to come through and write page after page and have a storyline form is something that's pretty special in my opinion.
Well, here's something you can relate to too, Durant. There's not a lot of feedback with, I don't know if there's a radio. I doubt there is. And a lot of times my articles just appear, and you really don't hear from the readers much. But when I do, it's very astonishing to me how many times they'll go, you need to keep doing what you're doing. We need this. And I hear that same sentiment from the few people I do get to hear from. Keep doing what you're doing. We need this. And that, you know, there is a craving for outdoor information, outdoor entertainment. And I'm glad that I can help do that, and I'm glad we have shows like yours providing that for the outdoor people.
Well, dude, I appreciate that. You know, the feedback, we don't always get it. Well, when something goes wrong, that's, you know, and that's something I've come to expect in radio. And what you learn real quickly is every time you turn on a microphone, you're pissing somebody off. And, well, okay, I'll just do my best to stay in the middle, but... Man, as always, I appreciate having you. Look for him, Jerry Lambert, author on Facebook, Instagram. Great guy with some great outdoor stories. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us, as always, here on Wild Michigan.
Thank you, Duran, and happy hunting.
All right, man, good luck to everybody. Good luck to everybody this spring turkey season. More coming your way, being brought to you by our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan and on the Michigan Talk Network.